Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Hey, who's in the mood for some fun?
It's Monday.
He's ready for a great first day.
That's not me.
I was planning on sleeping in.
Don't go back to sleep, okay? I need you to wake up.
TGIMA. Thank God it's Monday again.
You're weird. You're such a weird person.
You just happen to be alive.
Yeah, well,
could you take it down a notch?
Whatever.
It's showtime, folks.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Yeah. It's MAGA. Mondays are great again. Come on. It's the Monica J. Show on a MAGA Monday. I just love this. Hate the smoke. Love the fact that it's, Monday again and we get to talk. People are done. They're done. They're coming out into the streets. Maybe not in this country because, well, I don't know. I don't know why not in this country. But if you look at Ireland and France, yeah, especially France, you know, they pretty much do what they're told, but no, not now. UK, Germany, Australia, they're coming out in force. Millions of people around the world. This isn't like a few thousand people, folks, just getting things off their chest. No, this is millions of people who are threatened by, you know, being trampled by horses, being beaten down by the, I don't even want to call them law enforcement across the pond because they're not enforcing laws. They're enforcing tyrannical rule for a global elite. While part of the world is burning, the other part of the world is flooding. And I hope you can see now that this is not on accident. This is not because of Mother Nature. This is by design. And people are done with it. People are tired of listening to politicians say one thing and do another. Like when you vote against voter integrity and then show up at a fairly conservative event. Yeah, we the people are tired of others lying. So she got booed off the stage, woman running for Secretary of State. Arjuloletta, whatever her name is. Don't care about her. Don't care about her message because she's not going to be elected. Because people are taking into account, finally, how she voted. Not what she's saying. And that's what we all have to do. It's not what they're saying. It's their actions. And their actions will always speak louder than their words. Speaking of words, yeah, this is not good for the American Marxists out there because you have a really horrible spokesperson. And people aren't listening to him or her anymore.
Something much greater at stake now, and that is, again, keeping America open in the fall. Keeping our schools open in the fall. It's time for Joe Biden. It's time for Democrats. It's time for serious Republicans to start ignoring the ground noise. And start focusing on the signal. And the signal is this. If you're a school teacher, if you're a nurse, if you're a cop, You need to get vaccinated. And if you don't, you need to look for another job.
Wow. That's the message that the mainstream media is putting out. That's Morning Joe right there. What happened to freedom? What happened to my body, my choice? What happened to this pandemic that, oh, what, it's only American citizens that spread a virus? Because last time I checked, we have record numbers of people storming the southern border. Smoke. Getting to me. Record numbers of illegals. Number just keeps going up. April, record number. Oh, wait a minute. May gets here. Beat April's numbers. Oh, June beat May and April. Oh, wait a minute. July, yeah. Unvaccinated? Not even doing tests? But that's okay. Biden White House? Not being forced to take the vaccination. The shot? Talk about the shot heard round the world. I'm up in arms about this right now because, well, my family is facing it personally. So the Constitution doesn't matter. Bill of Rights doesn't matter. The Nuremberg Code doesn't seem to matter. What happened to herd immunity? What happened to 2 weeks to flatten the curve? Yeah, there is a virus. It's called the flu. And it's even more obvious now because, well, even the CDC is getting in on it. What do I mean by that? Well, let's just say they're pulling that PCR test. Because as the creator of it openly said and was removed from social media for saying it and was actually told by those in the know, told him he needs to get security. Said this test was never designed for this. These case numbers, overblown. Now, I would also like to know how they are testing for the Delta variant. Because if the PCR test doesn't work with, you know, COVID, it's just detecting the flu, which guess what? People die from. Oh, except for last year up to now. Because the flu death numbers are literally non-existent. Are you picking up on any of this? I know you are. But you have to just get the information out there. And don't back down. Go to my webpage. Print it off if you have to. And when your family members or your friends, people you work with, when the CDC and the FDA pull the test because it's not right, because of false positives, then where did all those numbers come from that have been used to terrify you? Arm yourself with the information. Arm yourself with the facts. because they're coming at us from every single area, every single direction, trying to say that, oh, this is misinformation. Well, let me tell you, I'll take a practicing doctor like Dr. McCullough, who actually was on the shot bandwagon and now regrets every shot he gave because he did the research, he saw the reactions, than a guy who's been put in a high position to just pander to the pharmaceutical companies out there, who owns stocks in the pharmaceutical companies, whose buddies and gets grant money from all the people who own stocks in pharmaceutical companies. Your health, your well-being, your life means nothing to these people. And I'll prove it when I come back, tell you about, well, what I did on Saturday, what I had injected into me.
Welcome back to the Aquatic Center here at the Olympics.
Only coaches and athletes, no fans.
Yes, seats that normally would have been filled with fans, now all empty.
This venue would have been filled with so much cheering.
And if I raise my voice, the acoustics in the room, my voice is booming!
Hey, they're trying to concentrate, Jim.
So sorry, I guess I got carried away. I guess you could say I domo ora fregato to be quiet.
Okay, totally distasteful, Jim. Let's go to break.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and they really don't want you sharing information. Somebody just sent me this literally minutes ago. Good morning. Squalene, I don't know how to pronounce that, never even heard of it, in the shots connection to Gulf War syndrome, made from snake oil or shark liver oil, and it's got the Guardian.com here, environment, went and clicked on the link, and it's got, you know, in our vaccines. Yeah, the link is already broken. Can't get to it. So it's just amazing how they want this information out of your hands of what is actually in these shots. 923-FM-TALK.com and 991-FM-TALK.com. Do you trust the DOJ to do an honest criminal investigation into Dr. Fauci? Yes or no? Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question brought, not yesterday's, Friday's poll question. I wanted to leave this over the weekend. Should Mark Amaday run for governor of Nevada? 76% of those participating in the poll, which that's why I left it up for 3 days so he'd get some good numbers on it, said no. 24% said yes. I don't know if I should have him on because he's spitting nails. But the talk and text line is open at 884-9910. And if you aren't on my Facebook page and you aren't on his Facebook page and on his social media, you are going to be pretty pissed off right now. Joining me right now is Lee Elliott, the organizer, one of the organizers of Saturday's rally where we collected items for firefighters. Lee, please.
Good morning, Monica.
Good morning. Let everybody know how that went.
Okay. As everybody knows, I called in on Friday and told you that I had gone down and talked to the people at the command center at Douglas High School. Okay. They said, yes, bring the stuff down. Okay. So we collected about 4,000 pounds of water, snacks, wipes, you know, for the firefighters to wipe their face off and all that kind of stuff. Okay, we loaded up the pickup trucks and we caravaned down there. Now, about 20 minutes before we left, two cars took off, went down there. They accepted those two cars. They were full of candy and the granola bars and the stuff that I bet you anything the command center kept for themselves and not for the firefighters. Anyway, I was told by my contact person to text him when we were on our way. So we were down by Johnson Lane. I text this individual. He says, good, I have a crew waiting for you, and we will unload you. 5 minutes later, he called me back and said, we can no longer take donations. And I said, what are you talking about? He says, we are told that we cannot accept any donations from the public, because they're federally funded. And I tell you what, Monica, I have already called my senators. I've already called Mark Amaday. I've already called the fire people. I am so angry right now. And you know what? More than that, Monica, the people that donated all this stuff to these firefighters that are risking their lives to save other people and their property, it's a slap in the face to the people of Northern Nevada. And I'll tell you what, I don't care what state you live in. If this is a regulation throughout the country, it needs to go bye-bye.
Yeah.
It needs to be ripped from the books and never put into people's faces again, ever.
Yeah, because, you know, a federal regulation getting donations, that's, you know, I'm sorry, the feds need more donations than anybody. I mean, they're not even paying the guard troops now that were guarding the U.S. Capitol for their overtime and everything that they had back there. So obviously they must be hurting for money or something.
Or something, you know, and, you know, it's like, okay, I'm going to go help somebody, and then they slap you in the face after you do it. And to me, that's what I feel like. I have people running all over trying to donate stuff after they turned us away. Even the community center down there said, oh, we'll accept some things, but we don't have room for anything else. Some people were going to go to Smith Valley, but they figured with all the fire and the blockade and everything that's going on down there, it would have taken 2.5 hours just to go there. And by then it was already 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, no, that's one thing, Lee. You always want to stay out of the actual areas they're working. But so, that's the thing. Just donate it to any volunteer fire department.
Well, if they will accept even some. They even tried to donate to the Stead Airport where they were collecting stuff also there. And they said, nope, we're too full. We can't accept it. And it's like, this is a nightmare, Monica. This is a total nightmare for the people of Northern Nevada. Yes, the fire is 47% contained, and I'm so glad that's happened. But as people, we feel like we're 100% contained. You know, we can't do anything that is not going to get us into trouble. And I am really angry, and I'm really, really involved now. And there's no stopping me. And there's no stopping the people of Northern Nevada. And it's time that we really say no, no more of this malarkey, period.
Well, I'm curious.
Help, I know that will happen.
I'm curious if they're accepting donations from, you know, like the corporations, you know, like Firehouse Subs is collecting water and stuff. Are they accepting all of that from them because they might get publicity out of it? Or it's just, it's wrong, because when we had the Paradise Fire, when we had all of these different things, people were calling for donations, but now it's different.
Yeah, we may just go over. In fact, one of the people that have the rest of the water and in the back of the truck, they have found a place to donate it. I told them to take a lot of pictures. It's at a firehouse in Northern Reno. And I don't know what my next step is going to be, except I'm not letting this lie. Even when the fire is gone, okay, Monica, we need to find out who was responsible that made this decision. And when I was told by the food service person that I called, said this is a federal regulation because we are federally funded.
Well, but and they also, you know, people have a tendency to pick and choose what regulations they follow. We know that, Lee.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.1 and 92.3 and 99.1. Too many stations to remember. So glad you're with me on this fantastic Monday. Yes, the smoke is thick. It was thick yesterday, too. Couldn't even go outside. Even the dogs didn't want to go outside. They just stayed in the house. We played with them in the house, and they just went out, ran out to do their business and ran back in. You know I don't advocate for masks, okay? But if you have any type of respiratory issues and you need to go outside, you need to work outside, you need to go someplace, wear a mask because this smoke is just horrible. I was really hoping with the little sprinkles we got and stuff last night that we were going to see some of it clear out, but no, it is just hanging here. And this is what you want a mask for. Particulates that you can actually see coming down and landing on your car, not for invisible viruses. Be safe out there and, you know, do what you can because that's all you really can do. Did that make sense? It's the Monica Jay Show, but it is your show. I will get to Regeneron and what I did and all that good stuff. But first, 884-9910, it always comes to your calls. Terry's on the line right now, wants to talk about immigrants. Terry, thanks for being on the program.
Hey, Monica, how you doing? I haven't heard from you in a little while.
Doing good. Doing good.
Hey, so me and Vinny went to Minnesota to buy a pontoon boat.
Ooh.
And we got it. Yeah, so we're heading back, going south into the country, and we end up in Texas, and we visit my sister. And we leave there, have a good visit, run the boat around the lake, you know, all fun. And we go to Arizona, and I'm tired. And I said, Vinny, I got to stop. And I see a very nice hotel there near, I guess, near the bottom. I won't say exactly where, you know, but anyway, near the bottom of the state. So we go in there and get ready to check in, and I go into the lobby, and there must be, I'd say, 60 people of Spanish descent. What in the world's going on here? This is one of the finer hotels in town. So I go to the thing, and he says, you've got to wait. There's a lot of people ahead of you. I said, well, there's no waiting when you're checking in at a hotel. Oh, yeah. See, all these people, they're ahead of you. So I kind of got a little bit of an attitude because I kind of knew who they were, and I got past that, got my room, went to take Benny to go take a swim. There's no room in the swimming pool. There's no room in the swimming pool. And so okay, fine. Benny, we sat there and we sat there. Finally, Benny just went and jumped in. He don't care. He's a little shit. Anyway, sorry about that word.
Terry.
I didn't even say that word. It slipped out. And so he gets in there and gets swimming and it's all good. And I said, come on, buddy. He's in there about an hour. I said, come on. I got to get rest so I can go in the morning and get back to Nevada. So in the morning, we go downstairs because they offer you a breakfast. So we go into the breakfast area, and he can't get in there. There's Vinny standing there to make his waffle, and people are just cutting in front of him. And it's the same people that were in the lobby. And, you know, I know who they are. I know what they're doing there. And how can they afford to stay in a hotel that's $200 a night?
Because they're not paying for it. You are.
Right. And I'm behind everybody else. And I just wanted to mention that. Not with any racism or none of that. I'm not tripping like that. I'm just, wow. So here's reality in front of me that I've been hearing about from you and from the rest of the world that, you know, that actually talks about it. and it really knocked me to the floor. I couldn't believe it. But
if people have any questions about what's going on at the southern border, that the government is literally paying for people to stay in luxury hotels, in any hotel that they can find, they're using military planes to fly them all across the country because they get backed up in Arizona and Texas, then take a little trip down there and you can see it firsthand for yourself, just like Terry did.
Try to check in the hotel, see what happens. Monica, I love you, and I'll talk to you again.
I love you, too, and you're going to get a mouthful of soap next time you do that. Let's get back to me, because it's all about me. Just saying. No, I'm kidding. For those of you who don't know, because mainstream media is not going to push it out to you. No. Because they're still pushing the false narrative of a pandemic. Investigations being lifted against the governors who pushed patients with a severe flu in with the elderly, people that we were supposed to be protecting. The CDC is withdrawing fraudulent PCR testing protocols that were used to falsify COVID positives to push the pandemic. Yeah. After more than a year of committing scientific fraud to push false positives via PCR testing, the CDC has announced it's withdrawing its RT-PCR diagnostic panel on December 31st of this year. Well, wait a minute. It's falsifying the numbers, but we're not going to pull it until December 31st. Well, that's because they've got this Delta variant thing going around, and they want to push the numbers and the lockdowns again. So they'll keep using it until, you know, Gates and Soros come up with something else with that testing facility that they purchased. The CDC is proving with advance notice for clinical laboratories to have adequate time to select and implement one of the many FDA-authorized alternatives. The use of PCR tests for COVID illness diagnosis is a global scientific fraud, since no PCR instrument can produce quantitative results that might indicate a specific viral load. That's what the creator of this test was trying to tell people when he was silenced, that this is not what it was designed for. So for all those people who had positive tests, for all those animals who had positive tests, for all those counters out there who had positive tests, all the fruit out there, the Coke cans that had positive tests. Yeah. That's why we are in the situation that we are in. So I wasn't getting any better. I had COVID. At least I was told I had COVID. But I had it back in January of 2020. Well, and we found out that the vaccines and everything like that, they were all patented in 2019. China was locking people down in November of 2019. Just letting you know. Because when I had it in January, it never went away. So when I got it again this year in talking to my doctors, it never went away. Because of those spike proteins that get into your cells. It just something exacerbated it again. That it lies dormant in your system and then will, well, when you get tired, when you get exhausted, when your immune system goes down, boom. It refires up. So on Saturday, I had the experimental Regeneron treatment, which is what President Trump had. That, boom, cleared it right up. I have never felt so good. The night before I had the treatment on Friday night, all I did was cough all night. Since Saturday morning, I have not coughed once. No, I'm kidding. Haven't coughed once. My eyes are brighter. My skin is brighter. Imagine that. And imagine hospitals withholding treatment when you have the right to try, even if it is an experimental treatment. Why aren't they giving it? Because it's hella expensive. And who knows? Maybe they won't make as much money. Just a thought. It's the Monica Jay Show. We need that traffic report out there because people are, wow, it's getting hard to see. That smoke is horrible.
FM Talk. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. Just received this from Thelma. Dear Monica, thank you for your information about the Regeneron treatment. I will relay this to my daughter, who is not getting over Delta variant, even though she had both shots 3 months ago. God bless you and your family. I love you. I love you too, Thelma. Thank you so much for that uplifting message there. So my doctor was Dr. Dalton, and he will be joining us. He's done over 100 of these treatments. And when I was there, there was probably 8 other people getting this treatment. The reason that hospitals aren't doing it is because it's under EUA, Emergency Use Authorization. So they're not going to put it out there. Dr. Dalton will be on with me, and if you want to email me, Monica at 991fmtalk.com, I will give you his information. If you want to text me, I'll give you his information as well. And he's really upset. Really, really upset that this and other things are being withheld from the public to advance an agenda. Because doctors take an oath. Do no harm. But that oath is being treated like politicians taking an oath to defend and uphold the Constitution, our Bill of Rights, the American way of life. How they're just kind of spitting in the face of that. Well, I have some great news to wrap up this hour. You're going to love this. Because Sisolak's ghost gun ban has been blocked by a judge. The judge saying likely unconstitutional. It's hard for me to understand that when I hear likely unconstitutional. When you read the words in the Second Amendment that say shall not be infringed upon. Maybe we need to get the definition of infringed and get that out to Democrats. It was written that way for a specific purpose. Because the government does not control the people. It's sad that I have to remind people of this, but the people control the government. I know it doesn't seem like that right now. That's because we have to take it back. We have to remind them. We have to take to the streets. We have to take to the airwaves. Well, obviously not mainstream media. But we have to remind them in a respectful manner, a loud, respectful manner, that the government does not make the decisions. We, the people, do. You were told there was a pandemic because of a faulty test. We know they lied about the numbers of deaths. They're continuing to lie about the numbers of deaths and the reasons. People around the world are speaking up. They're walking out onto the streets, and their voices are being heard. That's what scares the global elite the most. Because remember, there is just a very small amount of them. We are the many. Democrats, independents, Republicans, Green Party, everybody. The citizens of humanity. It is time for us to stand together and say, this tyranny is not going to fly. Not with our God-given natural rights to be free. I think they're going to start getting the message. What about you?